All right, hello and welcome into another Inside City Limits podcast. That's right, Jack is your host today. It's a jackpod. Get it, guys? It's like jackpot, but jackpod. People use pod.
That was the
podcast.
I get it.
That was the big opener that you had.
That was the joke I spent all day writing.
I still don't really understand it.
So, like jackpot, something you want, but instead of pot, I said pod, like short for podcast.
Oh, now I get it.
Anyways, I'll be your host today. That old sack Cole is not hosting this one, so I hope you guys are ready for a fiery intro.
Thank God.
Just a quick little recap. I don't think we really want to spend too much time on it. It was a rough go about for St. Louis sports fans this weekend. Not only did City get their absolute shit stomped in by Seattle on the road, you know, we all know what happened with the Blues. No one really wants to talk about it. But City did lose 4-1, unfortunately, to Seattle. Can I get a quick thought from everybody? Just a quick one.
Can I go first?
Yes, you can.
I have no thoughts, as I did not get to watch it live. I was getting married. I watched the highlights, looking at the statistics. Yikes. Not only did we give up four, their expected goals was pretty much four as well. Just on paper, didn't look like a good performance from the boys.
Cole, give me a quick thought here.
It was cool to see Hartel score. Trevor and I both had him in the guessing game, so that was nice. Trevor finally got a point. We never thought this day would come. But yeah, besides that, I also didn't really get to watch it. I don't think I'm going to go back and rewatch it. You know, that's one that you just want to bury the tape and take the anger out on Omaha tomorrow.
Mike?
Should we just move on?
So, yeah, you know, like they said, 4-1 City loss. Just a quick run through the stats. Seattle had 29 total shots, 8 on target. We had 7 total shots, 4 on target. They had 7 big chances. Ours was the penalty. It was just not a good game all around unless your name was Marcel Hartel.
Also,
in which case, you got a goal.
We're below Kansas City in the table right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw that, but Sporting Kansas became the first team in MLS history to win a game without recording a single shot. LA Galaxy scored an own goal, and that 3-1 win against LA Galaxy is less and less impressive every single week.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it was a rough game. Like Trevor said, we were all involved in a wedding to some capacity this week, so thankfully none of us really got to watch it. And honestly, we don't really want to spend a lot of time talking about it. So what we've decided is to do I'm going to call it a term review. We're about a third of the way through the regular season. And we're just going to review the team. But before we do that, I do want to give an update to the still unsponsored City Limits guessing game. As Cole alluded to earlier, Trevor scored his first point.
Ayo.
He had a Hartel goal, and it was the penalty. I believe Cole also picked that. Cole copied Trevor's. Is that right?
He did. Trevor copied me.
Also getting a point. Believe it or not, we are 11 games into the season. 3 points available per player every week, and the standings are currently me with 4, Cole with 3, and Trevor and Mike tied with 1. So,
brother,
Maybe we need to introduce some more ways to score, because it is just not going well. But let's get into the review now, and we'll start at the back. Start with our goalkeepers. You know, we've featured 2 so far this season, unfortunately. Berkey and Lunt have both played. You know, I know we wish Berkey would have been playing the entire time, but it's not the cards we were dealt. So the way we're going to do this, guys, is we're doing letter grades. Best is A+, worst is F. And you're just going to give me a little spiel, all right?
Are minuses involved?
Minuses like, are involved. Pluses okay. And minuses. Just no F- or F+.
I'll have to erase that one then.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And, you know, I'm going to pass this off to our former host, Cole. Give me your review of the goalkeeper so far.
I had B plus. I was trying not to be too big of a home A. I think that we can't really judge Berkey on what he did. You know, we haven't seen him in a while. Ben Lunt has been very, very good. If you wanted to give him an A minus, I don't think I would scoff at it. Like I've said a couple times before, if you told me that Lunt was going to play this many games, I would have thought we were in a lot more trouble than we've been in. So I think he's done a great job, just quite below an A minus.
A minus for the total group, both of them.
I don't know. I had B plus. I'm gonna go B plus.
B plus. All right.
B plus. Final answer.
What do you think of the goalkeeper so far?
I had him coming in at a B. I think we're rating Lunt because we just thought he was this terrible goalkeeper, and he's not. But he's also not been good. 12 goals in 8 games. I mean, I think his save percentage is like 70. You know, Berkey, we saw him in 3 games, no goals. I'm not sure what his save percentage was, but I had it as B. Like, yeah, Lund's doing better than what we all expected, but when you expect to give up 4 goals a game, you know, of course he's going to be doing better than that.
So you said a B? A B was your total grade for him?
A solid B.
Solid B. Trevor, how about you? What is your opinion on the goalkeeeper so far?
My opinion is definitely positive. Last game was tough to watch. I would have, if it wasn't for last game, probably would have had him at a B plus. I have it all the way down to a B minus. And Lunt's last 8 games, 4 of them have been above a 7 rating, 4 under. Four have been over a 6 rating, 4 under a 6 rating. So I was going with the solid B, but 12 goals in 8 games isn't great, and he doesn't provide much out of the back when working the ball. But I think he's been solid. A B minus is still good, and if it wasn't for that last game, probably up to a B, B plus.
I was believe it or not, I was a little more positive than you guys. I went with an A minus. I think the reason that we thought Ben Lunt was bad is because he's bad, but he's played really well. You know, we've got 5 or 6, I think it's 5 clean sheets and 3 matches, or 11 matches. And we've played the majority of those with our second choice keeper. So I thought an A minus was great. And I can't wait. Hopefully, you know, we heard in the press conference today that Berkey's pretty much good to go. He's not going to be playing tomorrow against Omaha, but Olaf said that he hoped he'd be there for the weekend. So hopefully we can get that back up to the A plus that it has been the last 3 seasons.
I was really hoping that you would have been at like a B or a B minus, so I could say, well, I'm always the negative one, and I had the highest grade, but you just had to stuck up.
You think you're ever going to be the most positive person about this team?
I thought I had a shot there.
I'm worried that
I have a couple other high grades.
I'm still going to be the most positive.
I have a couple of decent grades.
All right, moving on up to the defense then. It's been a solid unit, I think, so far. Cole, what is your first term grade for the defense?
I had them coming in at an A minus. I think that they have been really, really good at times. I think it's kind of like Trevor with his Lunt grade. If it wasn't for the 4 goals last, probably would have had him at an A. I think that they've also been bit by the injury bug, which isn't necessarily their fault. But, you know, when you have that back right side of Yarrow and Watts, I think it can be a little shaky. So I went A minus, and I think fully healthy, it could be an A plus.
Mike, what was yours?
I had him at a B plus. I mean, I don't know, the definitely highs and lows, and yeah, we have been hit with the injury bug, but it's been so inconsistent. They're really good at responding when they do have a bad game. After the LAFC, the first LAFC game, when they had like 30 shots, Oh no, it was San Diego. San Diego when they had all those shots, and next game they come out and, you know, the Galaxy, even though, you know, they don't look like they're anything like they did last year, but you only last one or two shots, and they did that another time. I can't remember when, but they're really good at responding when they do have a bad game. I just don't like they have bad games. Definite weak spots in that center back unit because of injuries. So I think B plus is fair. They've definitely been the best unit so far, though.
What would your weak spot be for them?
Josh Yarrow.
So you think
the right hand side,
the man who plays the right hand side?
Yeah, I was expecting more of a side of the field, not a name.
Well, Yarrow, Nilsson getting hurt, Bumgarl not being ready at the start, Horn getting hurt, Kessler getting hurt. I didn't include Watts in that because I don't think he warrants being called a defender.
Yeah, I guess you have to play defense to be a defender.
Oh God, guys!
Watts, Tomlin, and Wallum, I consider them more midfield just because of how they play that wing back position.
Yeah, I'm kind of lumping Watts into the midfield. It is tough though with that formation we have.
They drop back to five so fast. It's almost like they end up playing more defense. Well, attempting to play more defense. Talk about Watts.
Yeah.
Trevor, what is your overall grade for the defense?
So, and this is where I'm excited to see what you have, Jack, because I'm actually going with an A- for the defense. And we've already alluded to it a couple times. If it wasn't for that last four-goal performance from Seattle, it'd be a lot easier to give them an A. But they are seventh in the MLS in goals conceded at only allowing 1.1 per game, which is really good. Third in the MLS in clean sheets with 5, and that kind of alludes to why my goalie grade was positive as well. XG conceded, they're 8th best in the MLS, and pins allowed, they're 14th best, only allowing 2 this year, one which Lunt saved. So the injuries, if it wasn't for the injuries, they might have some of the best, like top 5 in all these statistics, just because of how good Kessler's been. Hebert just kind of really surprising all of us. Like, Jack was pumping him up early on in the season. We were all kind of like, oh, all right. But now it's like he's a staple back there. We want to see him in the lineup all the time. So I think as a team, whether it's the back five or just the 3 center backs, they still defend so well, excluding last game. So I got an A-, and if it keeps going like that and they get some people back, I could definitely see it being an A+ at the end of the year.
What a... Cole, Mike, what did you think of the... Do you guys want to see Hebert in the lineup every week?
Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt Trevor because I do that all the time, but I...
Yes.
I don't know about all the time. I think that if we had...
Really?
...the back three of, like, Kessler... Which, again, this isn't going to happen because Nilsson won't stay healthy, but if we could get, like, a Kessler, Nilsson, Bumgarl, I guess it would depend on the formation. You could stick Hebert out wide, but, like... This might be too early to say, but I think if Jaden Reed is fully healthy, I'd rather have him on the left and Totlin on the right. So I don't know if I would like to see Hebert
in the lineup all the time. I do want to point out that early on in the year, and we can go back and listen to the recordings again, Cole was very anti-Reed when Trevor, Mike, and I were very excited about Reed.
No, so now you're putting Reed in over Wallen. What's up with that?
Yeah, I forgot about Wallum. Oh, I guess position, but I think if you gave me Hebert or Reed, I would take. Well, I don't know if maybe I'm walking this back.
I agree. When fully healthy, Kessler, Bumgarner, and Nilsson would definitely be our best back three. Only in that instance would I not want to see Hebert on the field.
I just so still
guys
think
both,
of Hebert
you guys
as
both
a
think of Hebert back. As your. He's like your fourth choice center back at this point.
Yeah,
whenever
but like
fully healthy as of right now, he's 2.
Yeah, but like if in the alternate universe that we are fully healthy, at least on the back line, like I would be excited to see Hebert start like against Omaha and get 90 minutes, like stuff like that, or even if it's a heavy rotation week of the schedule, I'd be happy. I don't think I'm prepared to say quite yet that I want him to be like a lock in the back line.
Yeah, in that universe, fully healthy, I would love to see Hebert in the role Watts currently occupies. I think he would be a much better option than Watts is for that. So it's not like when we're healthy, I don't want to see him at all. It's just I think he could fill a better position than the back three.
Well, moving on to my grade, I have one thing to say to all three of you, and it's for shame. I gave this unit an A+.
Of course you did.
We played 11 games, and you guys are harping on the last one. We gave up 4 goals in a game and still have the 6th least amount of goals allowed all season long. This unit's been outstanding. They've been missing one of their key pieces at least throughout the entire season. Nielsen obviously hurt. Kessler got hurt. Bumgarnel didn't start the season. We've been with Yaro. Horn got hurt. Tallinn got hurt. Hebert's been playing 12 goals in 11 games with all those injury problems. A+ all the way. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves for saying anything.
I mean, I gave him an A- and alluded to the same goals conceded. Like, they're top 10 in almost every defensive statistic, but since they're not top 5 in every statistic, that's why I put the little minus there. And I think the only problem is we're just not healthy.
For shame, Trevor.
I knocked him for is inconsistency and injury issues.
I do have goals a point. In 11 games when Yaro is probably played the third most minutes is
an A minus is a really really good grade.
A B plus.
Wait till we get to the attackers. You're gonna really love the grades there.
I do like A minus have is a great. Point.
So I would say overall, I think we can all agree the unit's been at least an A-, probably an A.
Yeah, the only statistics really that the defense is lacking on, and I think it just is because of our formation, is like possession one in the final third, we're 30th, successful tackles per match, 29th, interceptions, 26th, and I think that has more to do with the midfield than just our defenders. This is all per foot mob, by the way.
I think you guys are really, really harping on the last game. If we had done this before the Seattle game, I think your grade on that one would have been a bit different.
Would you have been happier if I said would you have been happier if I said A and not A minus? Because that was what I was on the fence.
It should be an A+ all the way. They played outstanding, one of the best defenses in the league.
I had an A when I was like, oh, I'll just do it off the rip. But when I started looking into everything, I'm going to bring it down. It's been a little inconsistent for me.
Well, you know, your opinion's your opinion, even when it's wrong.
That's still my highest grade.
We got to move on here to the midfield. Another inconsistent group full of injuries. Cole, give me your midfield grade.
I kind of want to wait and see. I'm going to give him grade that I wrote down. I kind of want to see. Did you guys say?
Hold on.
It's not going to affect my grade, but I'm interested.
Cole, can you repeat that whole thing? It might have just been me, but I think you just cut out a whole bunch right there.
I kind of want to wait and see if anyone wants to go first. I'm very intrigued to see what your guys are, and it's not going to change mine. I'm not going to edit it, but kind of interested. Can I go like left second? Left?
Yeah, no. Why don't I go ahead and start us off here?
Start us off, Jack.
I gave the midfield, you know, it'll get you a degree. You're not going to win any awards here. I gave them a solid C+. I think they've been bang on average, and I think it's because we're missing Leuven. Also, the fact that I have Hartel more of an attacker, in my opinion, than a midfielder, even though he's played both roles about the same. But, you know, you're missing Leuven, Durkin. If you want to count Totlin, but at the same time, you've got Wallum's been playing great. Ostrock's been great when we've seen him. So I just thought middle of the road, C+. I feel like they don't hurt us, but I don't really feel like they help us, if that makes any sense. But since I'm positive, I added the plus and not just a straight C.
Who's next? You want me to go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
I like the C plus, the statistics that I came up with, and I like the Wallum and Ostrock shout out. I hope we see Ostrock starting tomorrow. I'm giving the midfield a C minus, and the reason for the minus might just be because of injuries. I mean, you could say that about any facet of like City's game, you know, goalie injuries, defense injuries, attackers. Well, attackers, actually, there's an argument. They don't have injuries and they're still sucking. Anyway, midfield has injuries. Hopefully we get Leuven back. I gave him a C minus. A couple of the statistics I looked at that led me to this is not only does it seem like every time we play, it seems like our midfield, they'll have flashes, but we just can't get the job done. And it really puts a strain on our defense. Accurate long balls, we are 20th in the league. Accurate passes, and this is as a team, but you think of the midfielders as the ones that have possession and pass the ball the most. 29th in the MLS. Crosses look good. 14th in the MLS on accurate crosses. And then possession, 29th. Tackles, which also loops into defense, 29th. So just some of those are bottom third, some are middle of the pack. I just, as a feeling, I give him a C minus. I just think once we get healthy, it'll be awesome. And I think lately, I think we've seen more flashes when we have some of that energy in there, like Celio moving Wallum into the midfield. I think it's getting better and it's on the up and up. But through the first third of the season, I think there's a lot of rooms for improvement. And I think as soon as we get some people healthy, we'll see that C minus. And hopefully by the next grading period, it'll be up to B plus, something like that. That's what I'm hoping. But I gave him a C minus for this first third.
I want an opinion from you, Trevor, because I feel the same way about the midfield. They're just kind of meh. You know, it's just like,
I don't think they're losing us games, but they're not winning us games. Yeah. So what do you
think they need to fix? Like, do they need to be more aggressive?
Yeah, Leuven needs to come back. And like we gave all those good grades to our defensive players. And I know we've already put so much on this defense, but get the ball going forward. If you're caught up and there's a breakout the other way, hopefully that defense makes another play for you. But like, I just feel like they are stale in what they're doing. There's no urgency in the midfield. And then I know we don't play a possession type game, but we just give the ball away in the midfield so often. And I think you could all agree with me. Seems like anytime we win the ball, as soon as we either look for the midfield or look for the attacking, that ball in. And I think that's why possession's 29th and accurate passes is 29th. Accurate long ball's 20th. That ball, as soon as we win it, is going right back to the other team. And it's just so hard to get anything going or any momentum built when that happens.
Yeah, it can just be kind of frustrating to watch a good buildup just die in the midfield. Mike, how's your opinion on the midfield so far?
I gave him a C minus. I'm going to agree with Trevor that the Wallum, Totlin when he played, and Ostrock shoutouts were pretty good. If I had to pick a player that I think would sum up how I feel about this midfield, it would be Morales. I think he's a perfect encapsulation of this midfield. Well, I'm just going to sit here and agree with Trevor. We did have the same grade, but you pointed this out in several of our episodes. He can't make a 5-foot pass, it seems like. He plays really good at getting back. They do very well defensively in terms of, like, they don't allow teams to just run through them. But they just can't build. Morales can't play the ticky-tack of football to build up a play. You know, it's either a long ball or a turnover. It's just he encapsulates everything I love and hate about this midfield other than Wallum. But I don't think Wallum could do no wrong in the midfield, in my opinion, from how he's played. But
did you guys know that Morales has an 82% pass success rate? I looked that up specifically to talk about today. That's like, I mean, just going off the other ones I've got written down here, Yarrow, 85.9. Horns at an 86.
Kessler, 94. At 85.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's, and I want honest answers here. Did you guys notice that before I said anything? Or did you start noticing it after I said it?
I definitely didn't notice it until you said it, and then it was like one of those things that once you see it, you can't. Like I, ever since then, I've picked up on it.
It's just crazy to watch him. I think, if I remember correctly, he leads in our like, he created the most chances, and it's because you ask him to hit a 40-yard long ball, he's going to hit a 40-yard long ball to Celio's foot. But you ask him to just do a little pass over to Hartel, and it's, you know, Columbus is running the other way. It's just, it, and you know, I would agree. I think Morales has been a perfect example of what this midfield has been. Good, not great. Cole, what, give me your opinion. What are you thinking?
I waited because I don't know why I thought my opinion would be different. I also had a C-. I think that in the past, and this could be because of injuries, this could be because of the coach, the system, whatever, I feel like our midfield was so important, and now it just feels like you guys said, it's kind of like, meh, like, they're not going to fuck anything up too bad, but there hasn't been a lot of, like, oh my god, like, they had such an impact, and you know, they, you really felt like they were making connections that turned into goals, and that might just be the lack of goals getting scored. Like, they might make a good play that kind of slips out of your mind because the chance got sent to the Rosie or whatever. But yeah, C-, I think, you know, it could obviously improve, but it's not anywhere close to like a D. You know, I could have went C, maybe C+, I think, is a bit of a stretch.
How much of the ineffectiveness of the midfield do you guys think is to Leuven's time away from the team?
A lot.
40%.
I think like so at least 60.
I think it's a combination of Leuven and Durkin being out.
Yeah. Yeah, and we don't talk about Durkin enough because we're so hung up on, you know, Leuven's kind of been the heartbeat of this team for so long. We get so hung up on him being out that the Durkin one's really hurt us, and it's also hurt our defense. And that one of that, there's that biggest issue I was talking about earlier, that first ball, as soon as we win it back, he was so good at, you know, winning that tackle, retaining possession and dishing out going forward. I think we miss him a lot as well because of that.
What about, what if I asked you the same question, but it was Totland instead?
Oh, we're definitely missing Totland. We still haven't found someone to fill his role up on the right.
I'd say Totland, because I think Leuven's like 50 or 60. I think Totland would be like 70.
Yeah, I mean, I Totland brings such a different dynamic to our attack that, like Mike said, we cannot find a replacement for. And I hope he's back. If I have to watch Akil Watts play right back one more game, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to actually lose it.
Yeah, Talon going out is when you really start to miss, like, Reed. And because Reed could have filled that role, or they could have even had Wallum move over because they would have had a better option up the left. But I wish he would have played around more with, like, getting Ostrock out there.
Yeah.
Even Alm, just missing Alm. He could have filled that role too, I think.
You know, looking back at our first game, the midfield was Wallum. It was Wallum, Durkin, Leuven, and
no, Durkin Totland. Was there the first game.
All right, well, like the first few games, yeah, it seemed like those were our midfield. The first, or our midfield that he would have preferred to play.
Yeah, that's definitely our ideal midfield,
and we're missing three of them. Morales, I thought. The first part of the season, I thought Morales was great off the bench. Watching him play, you know, 7 to 9 games, it's just, it's not great. Yeah, I don't want to see him out there that much anymore.
I know that I'm negative, but I try not to shit on some of these guys too much because it's almost unfair to them in a way. Like, they should, like, Josh Yarrow shouldn't be getting the minutes that he's getting right now. Watts shouldn't be starting games like he has been. Like, I think that some of these guys can make an impact in certain situations off the bench, but it's hard to sit there and watch them over and over and know that, like, be getting these minutes.
Yeah, but I guess what when you say something like that, it's, to me, it's just you get 30 spots. You need all 30 players to be able to play. And when you've got people on your roster that you're like, well, I don't want to see you out there that much. It's time to cut them loose. Let them go. You know, at this point, I'd rather see Zielinski or any other of the City 2 kids than watch Watts play anymore.
I just think that we don't spend money. So, like, it's not like we're going to cut them and then go sign a big-name replacement. Like, if anything, it's just going to be a kid that comes in from City 2 or a dude from a team we've never heard in the second Bundesliga, and then it'll be rinse and repeat of, like, getting acclimated and getting the minutes and, you know, the process and all shit like that.
What if I told you it was a Danish left back that never played a game and then just left?
I like it.
Yeah.
But that's my point, though. I'd rather see some academy kids than watch Watts play 90 minutes against Seattle.
We or should be able to see some. We'll see some here tomorrow. I'm assuming. I'd hope so.
Like I've loved what I've seen out of Joyner so far.
I think he's played his way into more minutes. Hopefully, we see it.
We got.
What'd you say?
We got a live edit. I'm watching it in real time. Not gonna name names.
I've loved
what I've seen. That answer to you. Let's move on. Hey, I don't mean to take over the hosting duties, but let's move on to the forwards.
Oh, I've just got one more point, pal, and then I was going to do my little segue. Do I have your permission to do this?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah,
you do. Okay. Back to my point. Watching Joyner get 5 short-term loans in a row, I think you should just call him up to the team. I think we've got a couple empty roster spots, but I think it's just time to call him up. And I'm going to segue that with Joyner because he's also played in attack a little bit. And let's talk about the one part of the team that everybody loves. Everybody's great. Everyone feels great about this. Cole, give me your grade of the attack through the first term of the season.
F. They've been dog shit. I think we're still like second to last in goals scored. They're getting decent looks and just completely butchering them. We haven't won a game since March 15th. We can't score more than one goal to save our lives. There's a lot of positivity here, as you can hear, but it's definitely an F. And I won't take anything above like a D+, to be honest.
I just, I want to, before we move on, I just want to say, did you guys expect anything other than an F from Cole?
No, I expected an F.
Was it an F minus? Okay, let's hear. I said there was no F minuses.
No, because I'm not gonna act like the thought didn't cross my mind. But no, it was always an F.
Always an F. All right, Mike. Let's hear something a little more positive. Mike, what's your grade?
I'll just give me them because I also came in at an F.
I have a little bit more positive. If you want
8 goals in 11 games. Let me read all some stats real quick.
Okay.
8 goals in 11 games. By the way, 3 of those have come from midfielders, and 1 was an own goal. So really, it's 4 goals in 11 games from attack. 14 expected goals, 6th worst. 119 shots, 7th worst. 4 assists, 4th worst in the league. I mean, I don't. You say the worst. I mean, how can you be positive about that?
I also have a stat. Can I give a stat here before we move on to other grades?
Let's see.
All right. This isn't all on the attack, I will say this, but I went and looked at through 11 games. Our opening year, we were 6-1-4, win, draw, loss, 19 points. Last year, we were 3 wins, 7 draws, and 1 loss, 16 points. This year, we are 2-4-5 with only 9 points.
Not ideal.
Not ideal. And like I said, it's not all on the attack, but if we're scoring a little bit more goals, a lot of those nil-nil draws that we saw would be 3 points each.
We have 10 points. Not nine.
You're a piece of shit. I'm sorry. I messed up. 2-5-4-9-2-4-5
Yikes.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're still fucking 6 points behind last year. We still suck. We're only
5 points out of a playoff spot.
Why make it sound worse than
that? Bad. Two wins
and we're out of playoff spot. I thought you had nine. Two wins out of a playoff spot. Shut up. This game sucks.
Give me some positivity, Trevor.
Hold on.
I'm more positive than an F. I'm at a D minus.
That's insane.
I mean, look at the stats. Mike just riffed off a couple more. Touches in the opponent box, 28th. I mean, and we don't have any, you know, people scoring bangers from outside the box. So you're not going to score a lot with that. Corners, 24th in the MLS. XG, 24th. Big chances, 25th in the MLS. Just not much positivity at all. The only reason I didn't do a F is probably just because I'm a pussy.
Those stats make me want to do F minus.
Yeah. As soon as you went before me and we're riffing off those stats, and then I was looking at mine I have here, I'm like, I don't know where the D minus is coming from. I don't want to give an F because we have scored more than, you know, the bottom team in the MLS. So, right, aren't we?
I mean,
how many of you?
We're not Montreal.
That's
it?
I mean, pretty good there. We're not Montreal, so that's the D minus.
Pretty fucking close.
I just want to get this straight. Your D minus is, hey, it could be worse.
It could be worse. That's the D minus. It really could be.
That only half of our goals have come from attackers before you gave that D minus.
If it was just strikers, I would give that an F minus. Or is like, I know there is no F minus, but F minus, I would just write it down anyway. Well, I'd say it anyway. But I do kind of lump into the attackers sometimes when we play like the wingers up high in some formations and stuff like that, which have shown a little bit of a bright spot, just Celio and stuff, but they haven't really been using them that much. That's why I didn't give him an F. But if we went position-wise, strikers F for sure.
I mean, a penalty kick, and own goals, 37%. Of the goals we have this year.
All right.
So D minus is pretty low, guys. It's not like I gave him a C.
All right. If you guys had a problem with Trevor's, you're going to have a big problem with mine.
No. I don't know how you go up. Because they were talking me into it.
Mine is not, it could be worse. I've got him at a D plus.
It's wild.
On the verge of a C minus. And
oh.
Here's my reasoning. We have 8 goals. I'm not going to get into the specifics of the goals because, you know, soccer, whatever happens, happens. You know, they ask you how many, not how.
Except for in this instance.
And we've got 8 goals. That's under 1 goal a game. But we've had 2 goals called back from VAR. We've had an outstanding performance by one of the best goalkeepers in the MLS, Zach Steffen, in the first game. And I honestly believe if you added 3 goals to our total and it was 11, you guys would be giving them a C or a C minus. And I say it every week in every preview, the dam is about to break. I don't think they've played as bad as their record has shown.
That's crazy.
Maybe they're gonna prove me wrong in the next term and continue to play bad, and I'll have to eat my own words. But I think this unit is, I don't want to say better than people are giving credit for, but they're not as bad as people are talking.
So your D plus is because if they had scored the goals that didn't count,
that
you would
didn't
be happy.
Count.
I give R an F.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous take.
I think we can all agree at least the Wallum goal was a bullshit callback from VAR. Or it wasn't Wallum who scored it, but the one they called from Wallum offside.
Deflection. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just think if you look at it as a whole, you know, if you just look at the paper, yeah, it's bad, but when you watch it, it's almost like they're just unlucky.
I think that's worse. I think it's looked worse than it has on
paper. No, because luck changes. You know, if you're bad, you're bad. But if you're unlucky, luck changes,
bad.
Ebbs and flows.
They're bad.
But that was, but my point was that they're not bad. They're unlucky.
What about half their goals not coming from attackers? What about that?
What about who cares? You know, if someone scores, someone scores. If Berkey led the team in goals, I would still be counting them.
He's yeah, close. He's only two back.
Would still be pissed at the attackers if Berkey was he scored and it's great. 8 goals in 11 games and half of them from our midfielders.
I think they played Becher too much at the start. I think that brings your goal total way down when you have a striker who can't even hit the side of a barn.
None of them can.
Toyshirt has 2. Gartel has 2. So you know you get you. I don't think they're bad. I think they're unlucky. And I don't think they're bad.
Have more than a game worth of minutes on Becher.
Well, yeah, but that was at the start when we weren't scoring at all.
Now okay, but what scoring. About now when we're still not scoring?
What are you talking about? We scored most of our goals in the last 4 games.
I'm giving VAR an F on the season.
Most of our goals, half of them came in the first 5 games.
Yeah, and the other half came in the last 4. That's how you split a season up.
Okay, so well, the first half came when Becher was playing. When you're just saying that Becher was playing too much,
he didn't even start against LA, and that was where we got most of our goals.
He scored against LA.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter.
Oh my god,
they're not bad. They're not bad. I'm gonna die on the hill. I'll put it on a t-shirt. You know, I'll wear it loud and proud.
That is not where I thought you were going.
I actually didn't grade Olaf. Did either of you guys grade Olaf other than Mike?
I did.
I didn't, but I think we could give it a go. Mike, you want to go first?
I'm giving him a C, and I bet you guys are like surprised by that.
I'm very surprised. I was expecting an F.
Oh, there's a lot less, or a lot.
And the only reason I'm giving him a C is because going back to the start, what did we all think the issue was going to be this year? Defense, and we have like the best defense in the league, top at least top 5. So that's a C. That brings him up. What brings him down is, you know, what I've been harping on: terrible subs. Offense sucks. He goes into that low block way too quickly. If you guys let me keep going, I might talk into a deep
line. No, keep going. I want to see how
we'll stop over there. We'll stop over there. I'd have to agree with the C. I think that's a perfect rating for him. I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, these aren't the players. These aren't his players. So I think you got to at least give him the benefit of the doubt there. Hey, Cole.
I think that's fair.
Cole, I don't want a spiel. I just want a quick off the rip one. Give me your Lutz grade so far.
Ooh. I would say
B plus.
I was saying B minus. I'm gonna go B minus.
For this season or him overall?
Just for this season.
I'm thinking overall.
Give me this season.
B plus.
Yeah,
because most of these moves, the good moves I was thinking about, which would raise his grade, would be like the last year Kessler move, which has really worked out this year. But you can't really.
I've got a different one for you.
Okay,
give me your MLS grade of the year so far.
Big MLS deserves an F, and if I could give him an F minus, I would. But apparently, I can't. But they definitely
F minuses actually do exist in the MLS ranking.
Okay, F minus. To VAR and Big MLS for taking away our hard-earned goals. They just want those big markets to succeed, and they don't care about the Midwest cities.
All right,
that's the case. If that's the case, I want my forward grade changed.
No, it's just big MLS, MLS. BF minus.
There you go.
Those are in the rules. It's in the rule book. I just before we've got some awards that everyone's going to give. I just want to go over what the average grade was. I was doing this while you guys were going on your little rants. We gave goal. We decided goalkeepers were at a B plus. I think you guys are crazy for that one. Defense, you guys knocked it down to an A minus. I think that's insane. Midfield, we had it at a C minus, and attacking, we had it at a D minus. Which I think
you artificially raised that with your. If they score more goals, we'd be happier.
Yeah, that should be bad.
They're not bad. They are unlucky.
I think they're both. Honestly.
We've got four awards to hand out. Everybody's gonna hand out an award. Do you guys want to pick one and agree on it together, or should we all just pick our own?
I think we could
pick our own.
Just pick our own. Yeah.
Pick our own. Okay. So the first award we're gonna give out, it's the player of the term, player of the first term.
I'm sure we agree on a lot of these too.
I want to go first in this one.
All right, Mike can go first.
Am I giving a spiel, or are we just going?
Give me a quick sentence. Try to sell us on it.
I mean, I think this is legitimately the only right answer, even though he's missed games, is Kessler. I'll sell you on it with this. One assist, three key passes. He's the main defensive man. We allowed 6 goals in 8 games with him and 6 goals in 3 games without him.
Yep. Can I hop in real quick? Because I had the exact same stat, and I also had Kessler, even though he missed games.
Yep.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
That was my jump in. Okay. I had the exact same stat as Mike on my sheet here, and Kessler was, I think, the best defender we had, and it shows our defense has just a couple more holes now without him there.
And a quarter of our assist on the season.
Well, did you have Kessler, Cole?
I did.
What's your line to sell me on?
I don't even know if you need to sell him. I think the only way you don't pick Kessler is because of the games missed, but the goals in the games he's been there and hasn't, I think, speaks for itself. I think if you want to be, you know, ticky-tacky and say, well, he's missed games, you can't pick him, you know, we could talk about it, but I think it's Kessler for sure.
Well, before I get to mine, I've got two words for you guys. For shame.
We know who yours is.
You guys have dogged on Nilsson for the past 3 years for missing games. Kessler gets a pass.
Kessler's
my player of the term is Kyle Hebert.
Yeah, we knew that.
Not only does he actually play every game, he's played well in most every game.
Most.
I would say maybe some. 2 games he played bad in. But, you know, Kessler's missed 3. So, it's got to be Kyle Hebert because, as you guys said, anytime I bring up Nilsson, the best ability, availability.
I think it's because Nilsson has a history of injuries where this just won.
Unfortunately, the consensus was Henry Kessler, King Henry. I'm not gonna knock you guys for that. I'm just gonna knock you for your reason because it's hypocritical. And you guys should be ashamed.
If Kessler does it 3 years in a row, I'll change my opinion.
Yeah. All right, our next award is gonna be, it's not really an award, it's the letdown of the first term. The player that has let you down the most.
That's an award I would not want.
Well, who is yours?
My letdown would be Toy Shirt. I think we saw what he could do last season. We brought him in to finish, and the offense as a whole, and him, even though he does lead the team in goals, but it's only 2. I think he has been a letdown based on the eye test, seeing him and his finishing ability just be atrocious at times. And a certain game, especially early on in the year, not even touch the ball, but 4 to 5 times. I think we're paying him money. He should be a lot better than he is. And I couldn't just put the attack as a whole. So I think I was going to single either him or Klaus out. And I think Klaus does other things that helps the team. Toy Shirt, though he leads the team in goals, could be a lot better. And he's my letdown of the term.
Cole, go ahead.
Does anyone have anyone other than Toy Shirt and Klaus? Because I actually wrote the same thing that Trevor said. I wrote Toy Shirt and Klaus striker partnership. I think they've both been a letdown, but I think I'm just annoyed at how bad the strikers have been, the attack. So
how unlucky.
I don't know if that's biased. Yeah, whatever. But it's definitely, if he, since he picked Toy Shirt, I'll say Klaus, but it's both of them for sure.
I almost put Betcher. I'm surprised you, anybody else went with Toy Shirt because he did lead the team in goals, so I was nervous.
Mike, did you have Toy Shirt or Klaus?
I had a tie. Trevor will not be surprised anymore. My tie is between Toy Shirt and Betcher. And I do have a little feel about this. Because the cool thing about Toy Shirt and Betcher, since they came in late last year, is they have played the same amount of games this year that they played last year. So we can actually just compare their stats.
Oh.
Toy Shirt last year in 10 games had 5 goals, 4 assists, and a 2.18 expected goal. This year in 10 games, 2 goals, 1 assist, and a higher expected goal. And go over to Betcher. Betcher only played 9 games last year. 4 goals, no assist, 1.58 expected. This year he's played 11. 1 goal, no assist, 2.37 expected. It has to be those two just because of what we saw from them last year. It's like they fell off a cliff. What happened to them?
I had Betcher, believe it or not. And the one stat that pointed out to me was Betcher leads the team in expected goals. Spoiler alert, he doesn't have the most goals. But he also leads the team in big chances missed. He's got double more than anybody else. And it's just, he's been such a letdown, you know? He's just bad. He's not unlucky. He's bad. Everybody else is unlucky.
I think that Klaus has been a bigger disappointment than Betcher, but I think that's also because of fan expectations.
And that's why I think Toy Shirt was up there too for me over Betcher was because of fan expectations. Like, we saw this guy coming in from Germany, shocker by the way, and his highlights were awesome to where we're getting, you know, Betcher on loan, and he did do well last year. But he is now. But I think Toy Shirt, I was like, oh, he's gonna come in. He's gonna, like, one of my, I hate to call back my own stupid prediction, but one of my bold predictions was we were gonna have multiple 10 goal scorers, and we don't even have anybody at 3 yet. So, and he was one of them.
Oh, we should go back and see whose predictions are starting to hit.
We should.
Betcher and Toy Shirt, by the way, are second and third in expected goals on this team. And just to piggyback on Cole's Klaus comment, if you watched past the 20, like the 10-15th game, season 1, I don't know how you expected anything other than this version of Klaus. This is how he's played since he got hurt.
That's true. I mean, he's been, but then, like, I think Jack's point of them being unlucky instead of bad, like Klaus, I think might just be bad.
I agree. Moving on, I'm going to switch it up. I know I've got it written on our sheet different here, but I would like to end on a positive note. We're gonna go to who you want to see benched over the next 10-11 games. This is a player you would rather not see.
I go first because I don't even have a spiel for mine other than just watch him play. Little callback to him earlier, Josh Yarrow.
Damn,
I also had Josh
Yarrow as well.
So, great Yarrow's been three L's and one Akil Watts. I don't think anyone has any disagreements with anybody's pick.
No, it was between Watts and Yarrow for me.
Yep, same. Or Morales.
Yarrow, I honestly wouldn't mind seeing in there 30 minutes as a fresh legs or something. But I don't like him playing as many minutes as he is. Hopefully we get Kessler back. Hopefully Nielsen back. I'd much rather see those two there, or even Hebert as a center back instead of Yarrow. I just think he makes bad decisions, slow to react. I'm sure he's a great guy, great locker room guy. Keep him on, sub him in, but just stop giving him so many minutes.
Yeah, I thought about Morales for a second, but Morales does give us some positive. I just, Watson, Yarrow, I don't really see a positive.
Morales would excel in that role we saw him in at the start, where he is the 70th minute sub for Leuven. That's where he excels. And Leuven being out just put him into a role that he's not really made for, in my opinion.
Well, so since we all agree, we're going to move on to the positive one, which is who you think is going to break out in the next turn.
I think we're all going to agree on this one, too.
Okay, really? Lead us off then.
I got Celio.
You look good.
And in my.
Did you guys both have Celio too?
Yeah. Yes. You know I'm picking Celio. I need to get a Celio jersey, dude.
I had all these stats for everything else besides Yarrow and Celio. For Celio, I just wrote with how he's played and how the team has looked. He almost has to. He's played that. The team has looked that different when he's on the pitch.
I've got a similar reasoning, but I do have a different player. I've got Jean De Silva.
He was my next option. Or Wallum. It was one of those three for me.
And I think Silva's going to add such a different attacking presence that I think he's going to break out.
I really hope we see both of them play together and not subbed out for one another.
Yeah, you guys didn't think I would put Celio?
I didn't think everyone would put Celio.
Yeah, I knew I was putting Celio, and I'm sure you guys could have guessed because I've been a Celio truther for like 2 years now. But I wasn't sure.
I almost put Silva, but I didn't want you guys to give me shit and say he hasn't even played.
Oh, he hasn't even played yet.
That's not what breakout means.
Well, how am I gonna know if he's gonna break out if I haven't even watched him?
That's the point of the prediction.
All right. So we've given out our awards.
And we've gone over the whole team. They're not bad guys. They're just unlucky. Let's just do a quick Omaha preview. I assume no one really has a lot of insight into this Omaha
Watts
team.
Is fourth in minutes, by the way, this year.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
The only team Watts should be fourth in minutes on is like St. Louis.
Is Omaha.
FC.
The ambush.
Yeah. Omaha, maybe. Yeah. I mean, we'd loan him out or something. But I assume we're all expecting a nice city victory. Maybe some goal scoring confidence from the boys.
Yes. I don't even want to say I'm expecting a city victory, honestly.
I'm expecting it, even though the season has gone pretty rough. Last time we played Omaha, it was, I think, a 5-0 victory. There is just a skill gap when it comes to MLS versus USL, and that gap might be shrinking, and City has been on a downward spiral for the last couple of games, but I do have a 4-1 City victory, man of the match, Ostrock.
Well, before we get into that, notice I hadn't introduced it yet.
He's excited.
I wanted to ask you guys all one question before.
Right.
And it was, we're most likely going to see a rotated lineup. I want one player that you would love to see involved.
Oh, crap.
It can be a player we've seen all season, and you'd just like to see him maybe get some confidence. It could be someone we haven't seen, just someone you'd like to see involved.
I'd like to see Betcher looking dangerous out there for that exact reason, that it might give him the confidence for him to start. So, better toy shirt, I would say.
Cole?
Mine might be a little different. I was thinking JGR. Kind of like him get some extended minutes.
He played for City 2 this weekend.
With all... I know, and like that was kind of what spurred... I didn't watch the game, but that's kind of what spurred my selection. I think it would be nice for him to get some extended minutes. I know it's against, you know... a lower tier competition, but I think it would be good. I think that could be one of those games kind of like Celio had this year where like you come out and you play really well. You know, you might start getting the nod in the second half of some blowouts, or, you know, you might get some more minutes, because I think he can start slowly making his way into one of those, either the Watts center mid role if we get some injury, or if you put him at a center back slot. So I'm going to go JGR.
I was kind of on the same thought process, because mine was Alm. I would love to see Alm get some play time. Specifically, I've been excited ever since they said that he was training as a striker. So I would love to see Alm involved in the striker position. Trevor?
That's a good one, too.
I kind of gave mine away by doing my man of the match. I'd like to see Ostrock start in the midfield, get a lot of minutes, get the ball going forward. Union Omaha is not had a good start in the USL League One. One win, two losses, one draw. They're like 12th on the table or something like that. So, like, we got to put these guys away. And even our rotated lineup should put them away pretty easily.
So now moving on to our guessing game. Trevor, why don't you remind the people about yours?
I wonder who Trevor
I just said it. I jumped the gun. 4-1 City. Man of the match, Ostrock.
You think Ostrock plays a full 90?
Probably not, but I still think he gets man of the match. I bet he gets subbed often, like the 75th, 80th.
What about your goal scorer?
Ostrock as well. He's going to get one and be man of the match. One goal, one assist.
All right.
Cool. You're not going to get me this week. I'm going 3-0 City. I am going to change my man of the match.
Not going to say who's doing it.
While you're talking?
No.
I didn't say anything.
I
did not know he was editing. I would have called a mic if I saw him editing.
He's editing while he's talking to you. It'll come to him.
He's taking my answer.
No, shut up. I'm so, explaining
3-0 City win.
3-0 City win. I had Lunt as my man of the match, but I think we see Olivares here in net. So I'm going to stick with that scoreline. And I think that if he gets a clean sheet, unless somebody scores multiple goals, that he is going to get man of the match. So I'm going to shoot my shot and say Olivares, man of the match.
The one thing that hurts clean sheets the most is when someone scores multiple goals. I'd have to agree with that.
And I have Celio for my goal scorer. I'm hoping he gets some minutes. That's where you're
wrong, because if Celio's scoring, he's going to be man of the match.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he scores one. Olivares makes some saves. I don't know.
Celio could have kicked it off that dude's back like Nilsson, and he would have got man of the match.
Should have been a Nilsson goal. Mike, give me your predictions here.
I guess I'll continue my negativity. I didn't think I was going to have the lowest grades out of everybody, but I did. I'd go 1-0 City. I kind of think we squeak by here. Teams looked bad, and it's USL teams that are always hungry to beat the MLS teams.
I mean, STLFC beat, what was that, Chicago? It was probably like 5 or 6 years ago now. But, yeah, you see it once or twice almost every Open Cup.
I got Joyner. Scoring the only goal I am in the match.
I would love to see a Joyner goal.
I'm super excited to see the starting 11 tomorrow. And, I mean, Ostrock might not even be in there. That's what makes this prediction so tough, is we just don't know who they're cycling in and out. But it'll be nice to see some of these guys we don't see all the time.
Mike, you think this might be a close game? 1-0? Like, you think we might, it could be like, it wouldn't be a done deal?
Yeah. Just simply,
and I'm the negative.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I didn't think I was going to be the negative one today. I ended up being the negative. But it's the whole, this team has not looked good. And like I said, the USL teams always play so much harder when it's against the MLS team.
All right, moving on to me. I've got I'm going to call it a downgraded version of the Jack special, because I don't think Klaus plays. 2-0 City win. But I got Betcher scoring. And at this point in the season, with how unlucky, not bad, unlucky the attackers have been. An attacker scoring is going to get your man in the match. And so I got Betcher Betcher. And that might be the only time you ever hear me say Betcher Betcher.
You can bet on that.
Oh.
Well, that was your post-term preview or review for the St. Louis City SC Soccer Club.
I thought it was
great. And it's like a pin number, you know what I mean? You got to say both.
St. Louis City Soccer Club.
And the game tomorrow against Union Omaha at 7 p.m. It's a home game. Don't think Paramount Plus. Too many tickets.
Unfortunately, I will be in attendance.
I don't have Paramount Plus, so I might just buy some tickets to watch it, to be honest.
There's still $50 on SeatGeek.
There's still $50?
Yeah, yep. Cole, I can't remember the Twitter account, so why don't you do the outro here?
It is at @ICLPod, at @CityLimitsJack, I remembered this time, at @CSuttonCity. I will be at the game on Wednesday.
I may try to live tweet the Omaha jersey.
You can't wear a jersey in the first place. But I am going to try to live tweet it when I can, because I know some people like Trevor might not have Paramount Plus, so.
Just FaceTime me so I can watch it.
Okay.
We will see you guys Friday, I believe, for the preview for San Diego. Plus a small review of the Union Omaha game as long as it goes all right. Yeah. And as always, let's go City.